Okay. So I'd like to see if we can try and finish today some Kuf Tzadi Zion about Tevila Bayom. So we were discussing various kulas about being Tovel on the seventh day of the Shiva Nikiyim, which of course is far removed from the Deraisa days. The Deraisa days are already up. But we had the concern that the Gemara presented about not having Bia on the seventh day in case Shematir Vatistor, which we can conceivably apply to our situation as well, at least indirectly. And then the other concern of Srach Bita, that the young lady, will see her mother going to the mikveh during the day, not realizing it's actually day eight, and she'll think you can even go during the day on day seven, and so on and so forth. So, on the other hand, the Gemara itself, just to summarize quickly, the Gemara itself did note that there's some sort of shasad chak. The Gemara gave a few examples that we saw, right? Some sort of shasad chak. Then we can be makel. Okay, the example the Gemara gave. Remember, there were animals around, or robbers and non-Jews who were causing trouble, making it unsafe for women to walk in the street, and so on and so forth. So then we would allow tefila b'yom on the eighth day. Okay. And as I said, in some American communities, not that clearly here in Washington Heights, actually, at one time, it was not really safe to walk out at night. And so this was a concern. If you remember correctly, of course, the Baal HaMor felt Mikra Din, you can go nowadays, it was not as end, day seven of our Shiva Nikim. Our Shiva Nikim is on Chum anyway. Okay, but the Baal HaMor is not brought Lahalocha. We showed you last time that most of the poskim don't hold like the Baal HaMor, the Shulchan didn't quote it. Okay, so actually, here we saw last time, I'm just going over quickly, I think we're up in source 24. We read last time the Bach, he says that he wants to be Makel, Shasachak the Evidami. And the Mechaber also is making a situation of Shasad Chak. We saw the Shach, that was the last thing that we did in 25. The Shach was Yesh Machmirim. But the Bach says we can be making a certain case of Shasad Chak. Okay, so that, what is exactly Shasad Chak? So again, what if it's a woman's going away, or it's a 3-day yontif, or some other type of circumstance like that? The question is some room for cooler going during the day on the eighth day, during the day and not waiting till the night. I think we're up to, I think, 26, the Tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, it is Tshuva Simon Yud Aleph. Okay. Oh, one other important thing, I'm sorry to remind ourselves of, is the machlokes, very important, is the machlokes between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, whether you can go. Rabbeinu Tam seems to allow you to go samuch l'chashecha, late in the day. Right now, we had a machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam mean even late in the day, the seventh day. Late in the day means when she comes back, it's already dark. It's already after dark. So Rabbeinu Tam says b'sman hazeh tevila could perhaps, according to the way some learn, could even be valid on day seven, because a concern of Srach Bita would not be in place if she came back after dark. Okay, it's as long as she doesn't come back to have to say so. Rashbam disagrees. Rashbam says we had exactly two different ways to read the Rashbam. If you remember last time, does he mean she has to do the tefillah at night, or she could do the tefillah even before night as long as she didn't come home till after night and so on? And so Tom said, as long as you come, then that's the Rashbam. So she comes back, you have to say so. So that was the another machlokas to bear in mind. So again. That's a question. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to wait. When can you leave and so on. The Torah quotes Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to wait till nightfall to go, as long as you come back after nightfall. So that's a question. But anyway, the two of the Chacham Tzvi, which we're up to in Siman Yud Aleph, that was just a quick summary. Again, the Shach in 25, the Shach in Sukkot and Vav says it should not be Tovela Samach L'Chashech. It says like the Rashbam, which we makmer. And Rabbeinu Tam's kula is after the seventh day, not on the seventh day, it's on the eighth day, but not on the seventh day itself. Okay, that was a further machlokas. What did Rabbeinu Tam mean? Anyway, the tshuva of Chacham Tzvi, we saw that tshuva already. In Siman Yud Aleph, we saw part of that tshuva. That was a tshuva about the hot water on Friday night. So Chacham Tzvi says we can shas at chak maybe if the water is freezing cold. So therefore, he says we might be make like a minute time to let a woman go. Let's say ben hashmash for some of the if it's Shabbos, And you know, even it's before the night of the 8th day, so that's the Shas and Chak that he mentions in that same tshuva. Again, we saw before about the hot water. If you look at the second line of the second page, there it says, "All right," and he's talking about Leil Ches. He means the night. See, it's somewhat ambiguous. What do you mean by Leil Ches? And all these, I mean, Leil before Leil Ches, or Leom Ches, or I mean, Leil after Day Ches. So that's part of the question, what he means. But then the Chacham Tzvi is Mekel Samach HaShecha, apparently even on day 7 going into day 8. As long as you don't come back until after dark. Okay? So, you look in 27, there's a tshuva from the Avodas HaGershuni that the Achronim quote, who has a big kulis. The Ritara quotes, the Sam Sofer quotes, they all quote this Avodas Kishuni, who really presents the following kula. The situation he's talking about is the following, in verse 27. It's difficult for us to think of these situations because today every Orthodox community has a mikveh, no one's ever too far away from the mikveh. So he writes in 27, Chuvas Avodas Kishuni Simchop, Nidrashti Lasher Shalom Shalos Chachom Mevim Vidaito, and so on and so forth. The mikveh, wherever they would go, was outside the city. Okay, and they locked the doors of the city. In those days, the city had walls and so on, and they locked the walls for security reasons, so she can't get back in. So she had nothing to do. So the practice was, that's what he says, the practice. They would go on day 8 during broad daylight. Okay? On broad daylight, they said it's similar to the case of the Gemara, who spoke about the other Shasar Chak, the lions and the animals and so on and so forth. Okay. And he writes, So but then he has a situation where, So then he has the only problem is that the place where the women go during the day is a more public location. As we'll see, and we have seen, women are supposed to be matzni a little bit, and not everyone has to go when you're going to know when you're going to the mikveh. So the particular place where they would go during day 8 was Bepumbi Ufar Hesya, was a public place. Shchichi Beirab, many people, you know, were and so the Gemara talks about not being Tovel in a Naman is a port. You know, with a lot of activity going on, even though the water is okay in terms of the tefillah, but they're not in a place of a lot of people. All right. And that was what he was concerned about. So, what was the question? Okay. Shala Isha Chachama. Is it better to go Biyom Zayin Samuch L'Chashecha, when there are less people in that area, to go during broad daylight? In this area, it was kind of like a public location. So, it was not private. It was not private. It wasn't Tanua. Okay, again, you can't, the situation in the town is you couldn't go after dark, okay, because the city would be locked up. You couldn't get there. So the question is, what's better, the lesser of two kulas, so to speak? Is it better to go during the day of the 8th day, okay, even though by doing that you're going to be in a place where it's kind of a lot of activity, a lot of people roaming around, and so on and so forth? Or is it better to go biyom zayin samochachecha shecha and be ba'ofen shetovo beisam shecha shecha? Means by the time she comes home, it will be dark. This is a real time, right? The Amar b'Shashbam, she will be dark. Ba'asher tipo biyom aches makom shechivei rabim. Ba'chochom heishiv amar imenom b'tuv tamidah shetov la yosa shetit biyom zayin samochachecha shecha ba'ofen shetov la yosa shecha ba'asher tipo biyom aches v'anom galom makom shechivei rabim. So this rabbi, who was being quoted in this tshuva, said, no, it's better to go 7th day, samach l'chashecha, late in the day, at the end of the 7th day of the Shiva Nekiyim. Again, not to come home until after dark, that's for sure, because then you don't have to worry about Shema Tir V'Tistar anymore. Right? So she wouldn't be home. Remember, the problem with going on day 7 is that she'll come home and then, you know, the husband will think she's Muteris, and she is. Okay, but then it'll end up, she'll end up bleeding possibly, and so retroactively the Shiva Nekiyim are good, and retroactively the Tefillah is no good, etc. But if she goes late in the day, so by the time she gets back home, it's already after dark, okay? So then you eliminated that problem, all right? So that's what he said. That's better than going on day 8 in a place where it was a public. Okay, that's what this Rabbi Paskin. However, in a Rabbin come, we can imagine 3 lines at the end of that first paragraph. As you know, we think there's a new problem in his days too, right? Rabbim komu rino achar chacham anal. People scream, other talmid chacham anal, screaming at this rabbi, how could you allow such a thing? They treated him in this psak as if he paskin that it was okay to go in the mikveh that's missing water, right? It's missing, it's not a proper mikveh. Okay? And, you know, he was this rabbi, therefore, asked me what I think about it. So Rosh Hagashuni says as follows. This is analysis of Rabbeinu Tam, the second paragraph. The Hani Pirsha Rabbeinu Tam Tarti Komar. Rabbeinu Tam really was make on two things. Okay? Two things. He says, number one, she yichola lipo biyom hazayin samach v'chashecha. Okay, the cave and the tashu beisa lila shuv lo tava l'day sofek. Rabbi Tam really his kula addresses two issues. Okay, one is that by letting her be tova late, by tovelas late in the day, by the time she comes home lo lover day sofek. What sofek? Again, the sofek of maybe she'll bleed later in the day. Right, that was a problem we had in the Gemara that if she's tova, let's say early in the morning on the seventh day. And as she comes home and her husband thinks she's mutter, so and maybe later in the day she'll take a bleed and retroactively uproot the shivanakim, etc. So that problem was taken care of, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if she's tovelas during daylight hours, but by the time she gets home, it's already dark, that problem is already obviated because, you know, there's no shivanakim, the shivanakim are over. But B, vegam, leka lamecha chesrach bita shetite v'tisba shentrals b'olim godom ha'geshas abas b'cha. It's late enough in the day that the daughter realizes that she has to get there and get back and so on and so forth, that the daughter won't think that it's mutter to go during the course of the day. So that's Rabbeinu Tam, okay? And therefore, im kein who covers with Tam or Imbur, Rabbeinu Tam saw the Kedaz, that posik above, shafila b'shiva ein lahach v'lahamtim ad shetech shach mamish. And therefore, you don't have to wait until it gets dark mamish. Okay, klola de milsa, he says, the only concern, again, the Rabbeinu Tam is right. The chashash of her ruining or uprooting the Shivanakim later on day seven, based on the Tashmish and so on and so forth. Okay, so that's taken care of by this issue of coming back after dark. Okay, that's not a problem. She comes home after dark. The only problem is that, you know, what about the Srach Bita issue? Okay, she leaves during the day, so then the daughter will be confused. All right, Sena Hanami, that issue is still there, but he feels that issue is overridden by the Shas Hadchak, right? The Srach Bita concern is taken care of by the Shas Hadchak. Now, that's the conclusion of the Rosh Hagashuni. Okay, and the Imkain, right, he says, the second line, the third to last line of the source, Imkain, who should tama chumash and srach bita, Imkain, ain't ala hakmark onas, afilu bizayin. So he's makel all the way with the Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, he says, even on day seven, you can go, because even though afisho, uchosha krova deleka ala chadatos, we call mokum, ain't a choshma, ain't a choshma, yom ashmini, but I'm goro, the srach bita, mokum dika onas. Same thing, okay? Why we're not worried? We said in the Gemara we're not worried about the tefillah. We're not worried about srach bita on day eight, allowing her to go during day eight in the middle of broad daylight. What happened to srach bita? You're right. We are concerned about srach bita, but the Gemara itself built in exceptions to that, right? The Gemara itself said, yeah, but b'shas adchak, we can't go at night because there's a bad neighborhood or wild animals or whatever, or muggers there, whatever. So we don't worry about Tzrach Bita. So that, you hear the Avodah Zarah's point? He's saying that the Gemara itself seems to say we don't apply Tzrach Bita when there's some sort of onus situation. He said there's also an onus situation. We'll see later in the shiur exactly how we define onus, and that's part of the problem. But that's what he says, okay? And therefore, even on the seventh day, he feels he can be makel. So that's the kula of the Avodah Zarah Gashuni, okay? Now it's basically saying, he says that, you know, the reason those who reject Rabbeinu Tam, what's wrong with Rabbeinu Tam, Samach HaChashecha? It takes care of the problem of Shematir V'tista, right? So what's the problem? So the problem is Srach Bita, right? It doesn't take care of the problem of Srach Bita necessarily. Okay, he mentioned maybe the daughter will know, but maybe the daughter won't know, right? It doesn't take care of the Srach Bita issue, but he argues that the Srach Bita is allowed when there's a Shas HaChak, as Gemara itself says, right? Therefore we can allow. What would be a case of, Shas HaChak? So that's a question exactly how broadly we define Shas HaChak. This comes up from Tom Talat, it's a 3-day Yontif. You know what I'm saying? So she's not going to be able to go now, you know, and she doesn't live within walking distance in the mikveh. Okay, let's say it's, you know, her tweet, Leil Tzvi is supposed to be it's Wednesday night, the Sukkos or whatever. Right, Wednesday's first night of Sukkos. So now it's Wednesday night. She doesn't live within walking distance of the mikveh. So if you're not going to let her go on Wednesday afternoon, she'll have to push a tefillah all the way up to Sunday night. Or, I'm sorry, all the way up to Saturday night. 3 days, you know, to push it off. Okay. So again, there's room to say that that we can make on such a case. All right. But again, she can't come back. She can't come back at, you know, until nightfall. So on along those lines, the Chassam Sofer in 28 in his tshuva, Chelek Erdes in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, okay, he's aware of this kula also, all right? And he talks about, again, cases which are hard for us to imagine. But take a look at the 28. He says, A woman have to travel 3 hours. We never heard of such a thing in our time. But, you know, not that long ago. I mean, we know people, you know, especially lived out in the, you know, farmland, in the boondocks someplace, that had to go to the main city, which was 3 hours away, especially if you have cars. You know, they rode on a horse or a donkey or whatever they rode on. Okay, they're a long while. And sometimes there was no kosher mikveh in the whole area. I think Moshe Feinstein writes at one place that he was not with his wife for a long time. For a long time he wasn't with his wife because there was no mikveh in the area. You know, no place to go to the mikveh. So today we don't have a heard such a thing. But that was the situation that Samson was talking about. So, and she's going to ride for 3 hours. And it's just, you know, it takes 3 hours to get there. It's going to take 3 hours to get back also, right? That's what we used to tell I used to run Shabbatons, you know, so it would be a break in the afternoon. So tell the kid, you know, have a break. But if you go back to wherever you're going, remember that if it takes you 20 minutes to walk there, it's going to take you 20 minutes to walk back also. Don't think it takes 20 minutes there and they have to come back for a minute or whatever. It only takes 3 minutes to walk back. It'll take the same 20 minutes. So the woman who has to travel 3 hours to go to the mikveh has to travel 3 hours to get back to the mikveh. And by that time, it's dark out. Right, and it's sakonis drochem, right? It's a danger to go. Chazar sambalila, sakonis drochem. Okay, mountains and valleys and this and that. So mishum hop yinogel lid will be on chaz, and therefore they would do it during the day on day 8, and then they would come back. Would still be daylight and safer. Okay. But anyway, he writes. First of all, it's an interesting thing. Okay, he has an interesting etza to allow that. He says, let's remember the whole. Remember the fifth day. It was a chumra on top of chumra, right? We wait 4 days before starting the Shiva Nikiyah because of the concern of Plita Shiva Zera. We talked about that, right? So, but how did it become 5 days? Maybe it was Ben Hashmash, you know, and the Sfardim don't follow that. They have 4 days, right? Ashkenazim, maybe Ben Hashmash, so 72 hours turned into 5 days, right? Really, it was 72 hours. That's how long the Plita Shiva Zera is, as we discussed. So now the 72 hours turned into 5 days. So he said, you know what you should do? Hesed Tara on day 4, right? So now the day, it really is after day 7. If you do that, you do Hesed Tara twice, so to speak. Some sofer suggests do 2 Hesed Taras, one on the 4th day since the Riyah and one on the 5th day since the Riyah. Then, at least according to many Shitas, even going on day 7, but it's really day 8 already, right? In other words, if you count on the 4 days, so that's an interesting suggestion. But anyway, what he says is about going early. Look what he says in the last paragraph, 28. Not tshuva. Some sofer chelik days from kum tzadi zayim. Achal koponim nearly shetisha isha v'lichem mokum l'beisa ad halayla. If you go during the day, he said she should not come home. Hang around somewhere else. He had some sofer. In other words, he says go somewhere else. Okay. I mean, again, he fundamentally agrees with the Sidrei Tara. Okay. You can do this cooler. You can follow the cooler of Rina Tam and go early, but she should, I don't know, walk around the streets, okay? Walk around, be somewhere, you know, but don't go home until after dark. She go to the mall, I don't know, go somewhere else, all right? Then he discusses, maybe she go to a friend's house. You know, the husband could meet her up there, you know? So he says somehow, the Chassam Sofer says that she should, you know, the mikveh is far away. It was dangerous to travel there, so she can go earlier, but she shouldn't get home till after nightfall. Hang around somewhere else till after nightfall. Okay, that's what the Chassam Sofer advises. Similarly, the Sidrei Tara as well. In 29, here in Arsim Kutz, at 19, Kotten Tess, also he quotes a different Shuva Chut Hashoni, okay, who also quoted a Kula, that was a practice in Frankfurt, apparently. He said, "Aminu shenog v'kama kilos kedosh v'zamen eis kilos on b'leil Shabbos shein tovel as bo b'yom v'yesh kilos nogan shein tovel as ben hashmosh v'chein aminu b'Frankfurt." And they go home at night and so on. And he says others disagree with that. He quotes the different tshuvas, and he mentioned a different thing. Okay, he says that he feels that if there's no minig, then we should tuck away until nightfall. But then he quotes a tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, the third line of the next page in that Siri Tara, Tafilu Yesh O Dior Macher Reisa Chutz Min Reisa Shal Mispayeshes Bam. He didn't want to be machre. Sometimes a woman, it's an embarrassment. She doesn't want. I had a shalom once. The tefillah was a seder night. What, she's going to go out in the middle of the seder? Everyone's going to, or she's going to be somewhere else until somebody comes back in and you have a seder. A lot of people, it's lo naim. It's not pleasant for the woman. But he said, nevertheless, he thinks you shouldn't, who he quotes in this Chut HaShani, who thinks you shouldn't be makel in such a case. However, he says, I believe, I think there's a limud zchus, okay? And they're doing it in such a way, Moses came kadesh l'argishu and shara diyum rebeisah, they're doing it in such a way, it's a takonas snuim, and he says, make sure you don't come back until after dark, and kedai rabbeinu tam lismochalav. So the Sidrei Tara also fundamentally agrees with this kula of Avodas HaGashuni. But again, he says in the second paragraph that the chol zeh nibal abeisim it's kilas halayla. The only concern is she comes back right after dark. In other words, the concern of Srach Bita, she's home 2 minutes after dark, then it's obvious she went to the mikveh before. But if she hangs around the mikveh, for example, and comes back afterwards, okay, then it's okay. And he said even the Rashbam would not disagree. Rashbam only disagrees when she comes back right when it's dark. Then it's obvious that she went to the mikveh before it got dark. But he says, in such a case, there's no Srach Bita. Anyway, so the Tara also, right? And he feels that if her situation is such that it's unpleasant, she doesn't want everyone to know that she's going to the mikveh and so on. And again, that's a personal thing. Some people don't care. This is a practice in Orthodox Jews. So on the other hand, some people find it awkward or embarrassing, especially perhaps young brides and so on. So anyway, that's what the Siddur Tara talks about. And he said also, it's okay if she'll come back during the... She'll come back during the, as long as she comes back during dark. The Piskei Tshuva, also, okay, in the Sifkot and Tess, quotes the Chassam Sofer, and he said, the Sifrei Tara, by the way, he's even more makel, because remember, the original Avodas HaGashuni, it was a difficult situation, the mikveh was in a public place, the Sifrei Tara doesn't really seem to be stressing that it had to be, it didn't want the people and family to know, which is not the most important or the biggest concern. Nonetheless, he's makel. So that's how he writes. Look at the second line of Piskei Tshuva in Sukkot and Tess in 30. He now goes to the Tara Hechlut Kula Zul Chalutin. The Makom Bitul Ona Litpo Biyom Zayin Lo Tavol Abay Sar Chashecha. Right? Anything, even delaying Ona. Right? You're delaying an opportunity to be with the husband. That's already enough of a reason. Okay. But he says, hang around and don't come back don't come back into the house until it's dark. Okay? And as he says, especially Erev Shabbos, and some of the Shabbos that's concerned with the family, that's basically true of his makel as well. The Aruch HaShulchan, in our Simon Kuv Tzadizayin, Sivkot Yud Gimel, right, 31. The Da'ad Abu Sein Abal HaShulchan, Lo Iskiru Klal Machos Ode Tam Rashbam. Okay? Now, we saw this before. He quotes the Torah, says that Tom's whole kula is only on day 8, but on day 7 he would agree. Okay? But he says, as I showed you last time, in the words of the Tosas, looks like he was talking even day 7. Remember, I showed you the original statement from Tosas. Looked like he was arguing. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says here. He's arguing even on day 7. He allows it. And then he writes on this, Daiti Nire. The Gam Kavanas HaTur Eino Al Yom Ches. Okay, but rather he means, day 7 going into 8, and that there's that problem. But with the Aruch HaShulchan too, bottom line says, in a case of an onus, a woman can certainly go to the mikvah on the 8th day, and even on the 7th day, as long as they go home until after nighttime. That's what he writes in Sifya Dalad, Ulinya Halacha, Mashman did a Rosh to Shilakar in a time. Because the way the Rosh presents it, he says, Rashbam is Machmir. So when he says Rashbam is Machmir, it sounds like he's not agreeing with him. He's just not that. He considers that to be a Chumrah. Therefore, he must agree with Rebbeinu Tam. That's what he holds. And all these things are also in the category of onus. And he says even on day seven, that will be okay. As long as you don't come home till after dark. Or Moshe Feinstein has a long tshuva about this. He goes, Moshe, your day, chelikim simon samach. Okay, the tshuva was written to Gedalia Felder, who was a prominent rabbi in Talmud Chacham in Toronto. Published Yesod Yeshurun and Mod Yeshurun, a number of series in Halacha, big book in Halacha. He was a rabbi in Toronto. His son, Aaron Felder, died not that long ago, was a rabbi in Philadelphia. One of my sons-in-law grew up in Hishon, Philadelphia. Anyway, so the tshuva here, where Moshe finds, is written there by Felder. So he says, "Hinei litbo b'yom zayin leis erev." So he Moshe quotes all of the this whole machlokas. It's interesting. This is a side point. He quotes Hashbana v'natam, okay, that machlokas, and he quotes the Chacham Tzvi and Avodas HaGershuni. Just as a general rule, when you read the Moshe's Tshuvas, usually if he quotes a lot of Achronim, it's because whoever sent him the Shaila quoted that Achronim. Moshe, those Achronim, Moshe didn't really read, as far as we know, as far as I was told, Moshe really spent a lot of time reading through Achronim's Tshuvas and so on and so forth. You know, obviously, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishonim, obviously. Okay, but if Moshe the Tshuva refers to a lot of Achronim, and Felder was a big book in Achronim who sent him the Shaila, so, you know, it's very possible that Moshe, you know, his own didn't see all those Achronim. But anyway, but either way, he quotes the Sidri Tara, and I'm seeing all these Jews. Okay. Anyway, so he says another point. He says, Venira, look at the second paragraph. The Mabal Yelech Labes HaKnesses, that's the Friday night. Zman Kotten Kodem Zman Adlokas in air. Tikon Abes HaTechel Zman Adlokas in air. So the Chassam Sofer says, you can't come home even to a different house. But in Shul, the husband's in Shul, so that's okay, because he's by the time he comes home from shul, it's on Friday night. Right? By the time he comes home from shul, it's going to be dark already. So that's also okay, says the Ramosha. But he says that if we're told on Friday night, the husband goes to shul, by the time he comes home, you know, she's going to come home in time to light candles. Right? But by that time, he's already left for shul, and he's not coming home from shul until after dark. That's okay. She'll be able to go home. Because the only concern is when they come home, they're going to be in this house together. Then it's a concern. Maybe they'll be with each other. Okay, but if he's not there, who cares whether she's not there or he's not there? So I'm so for talk about walking around town or whatever, delaying in the base. I'm still thinking back. Ramosha, we have the other case. He's not home. Also good. All right. And, maybe the husband will duck out of shul, you know. So again, Ramosha says, we're dealing with from people. So we don't have to worry about the husband's going to leave shul early so he can be with his wife 20 minutes earlier. And don't have to worry about it. He writes. He said the whole chashash is, they're not going to come up with some kind of patent. They'll meet each other secretly. The whole thing is, it's not that situation. And there, so when if she's available to him and is in someone else's house, he could go over there. Then there's a concern. But Abba Kishel could be sakneses, and she's going to come home. Ein lachol shafil chacham sofer. Okay. Another thing he brings up, v'gam nireh. Okay, what if he is home? But and again, it's different nowadays. Kigon sheyesh beveis beveis yiladim. The house is a big, busy house. So where are they going to duck up into their room by themselves? The house is full of people. So he said that's also a mitigating factor. And he says nowadays, let's remember in the olden days, you didn't have electricity. So when it got dark, you went to bed. I mean, that's what you did, right? People went to bed early to rise. Well, that's what they used to do. Okay, why? Because there's nothing to do in the evening. It was dark out. Okay, and it was dark in too. You know, candles, it was basically dark. All right. But nowadays it gets dark. We change the clocks. It gets dark late. But even so, it gets dark. We still have, he writes, 3-4 hours of activity, right, before going to bed. No one goes to bed at 7 o'clock. Okay. You still have in our homes. He said, look, he writes. About nowadays, right, b'chol ba'regilim sh'cheinim ba'afrachokum lo ba'ad shalos v'arba shalos. People show up. They're not going to do it. They come over. It's 7 o'clock, 7:30 night, 8 o'clock at night. You get a phone call, right? Someone comes over. So nobody's going to sleep. We don't have to worry. They're going to go to sleep early and so on and so forth. Anyway, that's the coolest that Ramosha has. So we have a number of these situations. Bottom line, this issue doesn't come up as often nowadays, except, as I said before, sometimes you have a 3-day yontif, the woman lives far from the mikveh. or if they're going some kind of Shabbaton up in the mountain someplace, or they're going away, you know, and then there's no mikvah up there, and these type of situations, they do come up nowadays also, okay? Some, and I don't know where it comes from, but some say that they don't want to be mekel like this. They don't want to be mekel too loud during the day. I think when I learned, I thought it's really, really got to be a real shasat chak. Okay, but other rabbanim, and I'm not Chris, I'm more, bigger people than I, I'm mekel, I say, no, any kind of shasat chak. You know, they can go up to the, you know, they're going away for Shabbos. To me, you're going away for Shabbos, so they go to the mikvah Saturday night when she comes home. You know, others disagree. Others say any type of, and somehow, and I don't know why, it's like 3 days becomes the cutoff. If you're only going to put off the tefillah one night or two nights, so okay, so don't rely on the kula. But maybe three, I don't know. Where did that come from? I'm not sure. Maybe 3 days. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where it came from, and I don't think it's anywhere in the, you know, in the Torah. But again, Ramosha has, obviously in this tshuva, is mekel. Okay, and it doesn't have to be such a big shasach ha-gadol. That's what comes out from that tshuva of Ramosha. You know, he's not requiring such a major shasach ha. Okay? So that's the situation there. In terms of being makel, you know, to go early, you know, even on day seven. All right. So on the other hand, with the Moshe at the end, this time of year when it gets dark late and people come home, they are gonna go to sleep right away, you know, so maybe it is a problem if you know the shasa tefillah is not from 9:30. You know, nights, and then again, if it's in the wintertime, it gets dark at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, nobody's going to sleep at 5, 6 o'clock. Maybe in the summertime, it's a little different. Okay, so much about that, the kula of the tefillah on day seven, and we'll see also what some of the shas and cocks are at the end of the siman. The next issue here in the same Siv Gimel, okay, and this is a continuation of Siv Gimel, the Ramah, because the Shulchan Aruch, as we said simply, and I look back in source 18, right? I feel like that's a Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So there are more ads, the Hakalos 34. Okay, well, first it's on the Maharil. Okay, what about a Kalo? Who anyway is not gonna be with who's anyway not gonna be with her husband, right? Because you get married yet. Right? She's not gonna be with her husband. So the Maharil writes in his Menhagim in the Hilchos Nida 33. Amar shegam hakalos sheino toros b'shas chuppah is tovan ach and soon gam came shalib barak b'laila kishar nashim. If the kala is not going to really make it until after the nisun, then she's not going to anybody else. But avol omnam kishar tovos b'shas nisun yachol lipo meod yom nachar de ena boz etzal achos boz alala kodem because nisun. No, they're not going to be together. Again, we're not dealing with people who are over averus here. Right, so Kala goes to the mikveh. Usually today, the Kala goes to the mikveh a couple days before the wedding. So it's convenient to go during the day. What's the problem with going during the day? It's not going to be with the husband anyway. I got married another 3 days. Right, so not worried with the whole concern. She'll be with the husband. Here's no concern. She'll be with the husband. There's certainly no swap mita. You know, so therefore, with the Kala, there's no two mekel. So that's how the Ramah in here in our Sif Siv Gimel 34 Paskin the Kala tells Karam Chupa Yicholos Litpo Bayom. The Holo Boy needs a Chasson on Lila. But after the chuppah, then it's like anybody else. Okay, now that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, based on the Maharil. But the Shach says as follows: in Sukkot and Tes, nearer the height of Dafkli Dan Shakalos in a Tovos B'Zayim. Okay, he has a chumrah. The Shach does. Okay, that this whole kula of the Ramah is again only on day eight, but not on day seven. Okay, that's only the Kalos and the Tovos B'Zayin. Okay, Abu Mokum Shakalos Tovos B'Zayin Olo Didan Im Iru La Tvila B'Zayin. Right, then Ein Echolip O B'Yom D'B'Yom Zayin. It's Mitzri Shematira V'Tister. Okay, even though the if it's on day seven, it's not just a Svach Mita concern; it's a Shematira V'Tister concern, and we're afraid it's going to uproot it and so on and so forth. And so the Shach want to say that the kula of the Ramah, the name of the Maharil, that a kala is permitted to go, going to the mikvah before the chuppah, is permitted to go during the day. He said it's only if it's after day seven, but not on day seven at all. However, many disagree with the shach. The Torah Shlomim, okay, in Siv Katan Ches here, in Siv Kuf Tzadizan, Siv Katan Ches 36, he quotes the shach, okay, And then he writes the third line of Dvar Tumulin. I don't understand what the difference. Came in that time who shall boy nates al chasam and can up tistor afraim chashash. So what? What do you mean shematir v'tistor? What's the concern? All right, she'll have to count the seven nekiim again, but that doesn't mean that she shouldn't have gone during the day. It has no practical impact. She's not going to be with anyone anyway. So the Torah Shomim finds the job very difficult. Okay, ain't chas efshalom with the kavanas of shach to be called welcome beyom azayngas. You know, ulai tavo eitz al chasam beyom.
He said, maybe there's still a difference. Okay, so Shoshana says, now that maybe we'll have Tashri or nightfall. Sometimes you have a wedding that's basically, you know, 1 o'clock, some Sunday, you know, a wedding at one, something like that. So again, in the wintertime, the wedding's not over until after dark anyway. But even then, the yichud and so on, but certainly in the summertime, you have a Sunday wedding, come back, they're with each other, and it's still daylight out. So therefore, maybe that's what he's talking about. The Torah Shoshana fundamentally finds the shach difficult because he says the kalah can't be the husband anyway. Okay. The Pesachet Tshuva also. He said, Kotten Yud, 37. So he shouldn't quote Sadi Kotten Yud. Quotes that the Dogma Revava. Okay. For whatever the reason, Dogma Revava is not printed in this database. But the Dogma Revava is by the Nodeb Yehuda. It's his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So Dogma Revava also, Hisigan Kalashach, like the Torah Shomim, the Dogma Nodeb Yehuda also, the Dogma Revava disagreed with the Shach. Because the Shach got Nilah Hokap Yom Zion. That kula, allowing on a day seven, and that's the day of the wedding, that's only if the chup is not going to be till nightfall. Right? The chup is not going to be till nightfall. Okay? But if the chup is during the day, so then, you know, then that's a problem. Okay? Because then we're worried about, you know, there's an issur. So that's something different. But he says that the whole kula, is only if the chuppah is going to be at night. Okay, but the chuppah is during the day. Let's say, again, it's time of year. You have one of these noon weddings on a Sunday. It's over by 5 o'clock. There's still light out for another 3 hours. Till shkia, right? So then you have a legitimate concern on day seven. So that's what he's pointing out. He refers to a tshuva from his Adoni Avi Zikni, his El Tzev, the Panamiris. Okay, so I printed over here, Chuvas Ponim Iris Chelik Beis Simon Dalad. Okay, now he was asked this question, 38. Nishalti Hadan Ogilipa Kalabayom, Imutalibusal Bashkama Kodam Araboka. It's a different question. Can you do it early in the morning? Okay, even before daylight. Our minig is during the day. We just said it's no problem with the Kalab, not with the husband anyway, unless that's the day of the wedding and they're making an early wedding. Other than that, we're not worried about it. Ponim Iris is raising a different question. Okay. He says that the issue he's dealing with in the beginning is, so he says as follows, can you go during the wee hours of the morning, even before daylight? So he makes the following chilek. He says, tshuva, bevadai in tovos b'yom shmidali sviras so mutas b'kodom ar boker. If it's the eighth day, then for sure it's okay. No problem. Okay, so you can do it the night before. And this goes back to what I said in this place in the Ezra the other day, that you need mix. It has to be something you do on day seven to render this day seven of the Shiva Nekiyim. And what is that something you do? It's got to be Bedika. It's got to be during the day. Okay, so to go before daybreak on day seven would not be allowed. Okay, the fact that we allow the woman to go to the bride to go to the mikveh, the kala to go to the mikveh, that's on day seven, after daybreak. Okay, achanei tzachamo, after sunrise. Okay, then we'll say mitzvah kakula. But avokodim, look about 5 lines down, avokodim or aboka shul shiva, afilim the reisalah, halo sofra, afilim mitzvah tayom. There was no v'sofra law. And where was the kiyam of v'sofra? You have to do something, you have to count it as a day that's been counted. That's got to be mitzvah tayom kulim, mitzvah niyog. That's be some activity that she does. Okay, so that's the first part of the Panamir's Tshuva. Then he discusses the second part, this Shach. He quotes the Shach, who's Machmer. The Shach is Machmer, like we just said before, not to allow Tvila on day seven. Okay, and he says also, Lo Zochis Lovin Dvorah. The whole, even if she's coming home late, because the whole concern was Shemitir V'Tister. Okay. But a kala doesn't come to the chasm anyway until afterwards. So again, he also does not like this chumrah of the shach. He says, therefore, lekach hashash b'zeh, and I don't see this chumrah anywhere else. And Hamekel concludes, "Somech hapsak rama lo hipsim." Not a problem. All right. In a different tshuva, the Chasham Sofer tries to justify the shach. This is in Chelik Ardesim Kuf Pei Tes 39. Tries to justify the shach a little bit, where the shach was coming from when he said that was the minig, because he says, Mashniskasa malaso shach. Again, someone had asked some sofer the same shaila, what's the shach talking about? Why should there be a difference between day 7 and day 8 in terms of a kala? Either way, he's not going to be together. And he said, that's Hichra Minchas Yaakov. That was the Torah Shashon that we saw. And then we said, he quotes others who asked the same kasha. And we saw that the Ponemira says the same kasha, right? All the Achronim has the same kasha against the shach. But he writes, okay. Yosef Nirali the Bimeim Hayroba Chupas Arab Shabbos Kodesh Samukol Haramav. Practice was in the olden days, weddings. I think I once told you this. No, the weddings took place very often on Friday afternoon. That was a common time for a wedding. Friday afternoon, towards evening, right before Kabbalah Shabbos. We can't imagine a wedding going on then. But in the olden days, they said, "Why?" Did I tell you this once? Because basically, people were poor and they didn't have food. Okay, and what they used to do, they had a wedding in the community, so people were cooking for Friday night dinner. So the Friday night covered Shabbos, Suda Shabbos. So the Suda Shabbos doubled as the Suda of the Chas and Kalos. They would hold the chuppah late in the day on Friday, and then the Suda, the meal, the Suda's Chas and Kalos, the Chas and the meal, that would be the Friday night meal, because people couldn't afford to have meat or whatever it is twice a week or whatever. And the people in the community get together, and friends and neighbors would get together to make this simcha. So they didn't have enough food for it. It's difficult for us to imagine. So we would never imagine getting a wedding invitation. When's the wedding? Oh, Friday afternoon, 6 o'clock. Okay, how many would go? I don't think most of us would go, right? It's not common today, but in those days it was. But Lamaisa, the wedding would taka be samach hashecha, and maybe that was day 7. Maybe that's where it's coming from, because even though they wouldn't necessarily sleep together, but they would have yichud together. Anyway, that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Okay, Chasam Sofer says that was the practice. And the Bimeim Rov Chuz Erev Shabbos. Okay, so then there was a concern, and therefore he said Divrei Hashach Nechonim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's interesting, in another tshuva, the tshuva Madura Tinyana Siman Ayin Aleph. Okay, he says that the minig at least was developing in his time to always have, which is what we have most of the time nowadays. The chuppah is at night, no? I mean, sometimes it's Sunday afternoon, but most of the time, most of the weddings we've been to are usually very often at night. Certainly many of the chuppahs that we go. So he was wondering about that, okay? And he said, some people have make a mefakpik about it. What's going on? So he says, first of all, we have a din by gittin that ain legarish v'chatchil b'layla. Okay, a question about it, giving or accepting a get at night. That's a din of bezin and so on and so forth. But I don't know what the problem is by Kiddushin. Okay, by Kiddushin, he says there's no problem. Okay, but he says the minig is developed to dock away till nightfall to be choshes for this chashash of the shah. That's right. In minagair, second paragraph 40. In minagair, b'shut tzilas hakala, meaning on the seventh day. And he quotes that, "Vodeskir shuni and upon him." It's all the truths we saw that allowed it. Mutar slipper of shiva achar tachamu delo kashan. He komokom amina ge'ir b'shvila tefila nearer the kibla alayim lahachu gedas shach and l'shanos benhagim. Those people accepted the shach, and that may be because even though Rekibra again is allowing the sun bayom, okay. But he said maybe the practice developed night in deference to this shach. Okay, so that's in terms of a kala. Okay. Finally, last group of sources discussing a little bit about what is the nature of the shas and chak. Okay, we're allowing we allow certain suspensions of this rule of all these rules. So to look at the Rishonim 41, the Bayis Ha'arach Tarsa Bayis Rashbo writes that Meimasayz Mantvila Kol Anosh Machshav Kizavos Saying right. We know that, and we can treat all like Zavos. They have to have Shiva Nekiyim after the. The menstrual blood stops, and so on and so forth. So it ends up being 12 days, 13 days, and so on. Okay? And he says, at the end of 41, below od, ela af b'shmini asur lipo mishum strach bita, bayom mishum strach bita, mishum strach hemshi, ela im kein yesh chashar sakana, o minia betzila salara, ke sakana tzniya, o mishum tzina, I'm sorry, sakana tzina, Rashba in his tshuva defines sakana, it's freezing cold, or there's some kind of danger on the roads and that kind of thing. All right, that's what he says. And that's an onus. Notice that's kind of an objective or external onus. Right? It's freezing cold outside, or it's a dangerous road, and so on. That's the Rashba's definition of onus, you know, shas al chak for these cases. However, the Rambam, Hilchos is Rabbi Paragdal, right? Haisa cholo. She's sick. Now, that's not the same thing as Rashba. That's not an objective or external situation. That's a unique situation. That's her. Oh, she's going to her. Oh, she lived far away. And women can't get there because they can't get back and forth because there is burglars and or it's cold and so on. Oh, Mipnesha, Nolan, Sharam, Medina, Malala. Oh, they locked the city gates at night. All those cases. Harezu, Tovel, Zemeshmini, Obiom, Shachar, Bayom. Ramam also allows Tvila during the day after the eighth day and on. Okay, but you know, I just want to point out that Rashba, and I'm not sure there's a machlokas or not, that I don't like to increase machlokas, but you know, it sounds like the Rashba is saying that any type of, the only type of onus is something that's onus, shovel l'chol adam. It's dangerous out, it's cold out, and so on. But if it's a personal onus, if she happens to live far away, or if she's sick, then perhaps not. And the Rambam said, no, that would count also. So how do we rule here in the Shulchan Aruch now in Sif Dalet? Sim Kuf Tzai Zal and Zayin Sif Dalet 43. Hechadika Ones, Kagon, she yareya likbo balayla machmas tinas, afraid because it's too cold, or pachad ganovim, kill somebody there. Oh, she's sogin shari ear. Yichol likbo b'shmini v'od yom, av'b'shvi lo tipo yom, afagadika Ones. Right, that's the decision. The seventh, we're not allowed going early at all. Maybe some of Chachashecha in the time, but certainly not during the day. And so we don't care about Ones, we don't allow it, but on the eighth day, we'll allow it. That's what Shulchan Aruch passes here. It's in Kuf Tzadi Zion Sif Dalet. If there's an onus, she will go to Mikvah on the eighth day, but not on the seventh day. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva notes in Zekot Yud Aleph 44, Mira de lo mahani onus, ela im ha onus lechol hanoshim sheba ir. So he says, he feels that onus has to be an objective onus, that everyone considers the same onus. All right, that's what the Pisrei Tshuva says. So that I said that might be Macholus Mam the Rosh, maybe, but Pisrei Tshuva passes that way, that it's got to be an onus, which is, so we say, shovel l'chol nefesh, right? I mean, it's got to be an onus that everyone in the city is subject, so to speak, to the same concern, okay? However, there are those who disagree. The Divrei Malkiel, now, Divrei Malkiel was an Litvish Achron, Malkiel Tenenbaum was the name. So this tshuva was Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Bey, Simon Nun Zion. Very important poskim among the Litvish. I think I once mentioned, I heard of Usher Weiss say that, Shlita say that, you know, among the Chassidim or the Galatianas, they're very familiar with their poskim and not so much with their Russia, who their Russia yeshiva were. We don't know who the big Rosh Yeshivas were in the Chassidic communities. He said, and by the Litvak, the exact opposite. We know who all the big Rosh Yeshivas were, you know, the Chaim, and we don't know as well the Poskim. You know, the Divrei Malkiel was one of the important Poskim in the Litvish world. Anyway, so 45, Chuvah is Divrei Malkiel, Chalak Beis, and Nun Zayin. Al-Dvar, Hashem Hitzal, Hamon Daniel, Chuvah Pesley Chuvah, that's a Pesley Chuvah, that Mishul Onus and so on, that he said, again, look back in 44, that's who the Pesach Jew was quoting, that the onus has to be something which is an onus according to everybody. He quotes on Chamur Daniel. So he says, someone asked against the Chamur Daniel from that Rambam, which we saw, Parakeh Alacha Nechazubir, because the Chola, Gamkin Mutaris, but that ain't onus of Chol Nashair. Okay? And then he writes, Hine Afki Ein Darki Laharach Menogil Sibar Chonim, V'day Lono Im Niska Lahav and Divar Shonim. He says, I don't like to spend too much time reading Achronim. I'm enough to halavai that I should understand everything that we show them. Okay, that's a derech. But anyway, so he said, nonetheless, Allah Chalamai says something to talk about it. He said, I don't know where the Chamud Daniel came up with this. Maybe that Rashba, or maybe not. Because the Rashba is not really, if you look back at the Rashba that I quoted in 41, in the book, Taras Abayis, Arach, Bayis, Zayin, Shar Zayin, he does mention Sina and Ganavim, which are objective. But then he says, Kayotzeb is this. I don't know. But maybe the Rashba is the Mokar, but I don't know. I guess the Divrei Malkiel didn't think so. Okay, but he says the following. He said, go back to that original Gemara and need the Samach Zayin Beis. Let's remember again. The Gemara itself listed exceptions, right? The Gemara itself had some exceptions. So he says, why did the Gemara, you know, this one, the Rav Idi and Narish allowed it because of lions, and Rav Yaakov and Papunya allowed it because of thieves, and right, we had all those cases in the Gemara itself, which he quotes over here, the Dir Malkiel. So he says, what do they have to say like that? Why not just write, Rekosh L'chor, Loma Lo Omer Hashas Pepshita, Shemach Mas'on, it's Mutter. What do you have to tell me the whole story? He allowed this because in his town, the concern was robbers. And that town, the concern was wild animals. Just tell me. There's an onus. It's mutter. Okay, which we have in other cases in the Gemara, which he quotes. V'nirish shemizel chif v'udil v'ashmiz d'rak hekvat avi onus kol alachon osha yiritur v'loba onus prati. That's why, he says. He says, maybe that's what prompted Chamud Daniel with the Pesach Chua quotes to say that it's got to be an onus that's equal by everybody, because that's why, he says, that's why the Gemara didn't want to just say, oh, an onus, right? He said, that's the Chamud Daniel's diuk. Otherwise, what did the Gemara have to give? Again, he's funny. He was worried about animals, and he was worried about whatever, you know, burglars. Okay, so the answer is because the Gemara didn't want to say onus, because that would open the door to saying any person can define his onus however he wants. You know, and they can have personal onus, and that's not what the halacha is. So he said that's the deal of the Chamud Daniel. That's the suggestion. And on the other hand, it's such a good suggestion. So why did Rambam allow even a cholah? Okay, so that's what he deals with. But anyway, at the end of the day, he says, after defending all this, look at the last couple of paragraphs. Achein, ledina nirasaiti kadaloka Chamud Daniel. Right, he gives you a whole lumdish reason why the Chamud Daniel is right. Okay, and he tries to kvetch the Rambam also, but notice that he points out the Shulchan Aruch never mentions Chola. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Rambam here. But he says, at the end of the day, after all, he says, Anir Tilanis Daiti Iker Dol Kachmud Daniel. Okay, the Pashtus of Shonas Aposki Mashmu, the whole honor of Charlotte Pobayom, Biochas, after honor of Isha Achas, Afshain on this Mikar Begufa. He says, this, at the end, the Dir Malkiel says that, people are making even for private type of onus. There's another Gemara that's maybe relevant, the Ramor, right? It's in the Tshuva, and the Tshuva is in 48. Tshuva is Ramor, sending you test, okay? Where he does mention, he refers to Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is on Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis. Again, this was the concern about the other people know about it, okay? 46. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yoshe, Tzvifin, Ahokim, Boros, Chayin, En Chayim, Unshayim, Venayim, En Shalahem. They're talking about husbands who were always going far away without their wives, okay, and they would have to leave for a month or two, and so the woman would be home alone, so we have concerns of what they were doing when they were home alone, and so on and so forth. So it says, you know, maybe it's be concerned the children they have are not really their husband's children, but other children, and so on. And one thing he mentions in this concern, okay, he says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, let me nation margishin ze laze betvila. Okay. Anyway, based on that, so now let's take, that people are aware when they went to the mikvah. So the Ramah writes, based on that, the Tshuva, it's a good test. He says, Nir Loma, the Lav Dafkal, Efshim Shushu Shabbos, the other word in Shar Onis, he's making by any onus, including, okay, the second line of 48, Shabnosis on his Baisho, so Yochalat Theatrosum Garolem, right, where everybody knows where everyone's going, and so that's also considered to be an onus, even though that may not apply to everybody. So that's how the Ramor rules in that Tshuva. Okay? And the Sidrei Tara quotes it. Sidrei Tara here by us in Sivkot Yudal, so does Ramor. The Sidrei Tara here in Sivkot Yudal, 49, it's a Mavur, Mitshuva's Ramor. The Mu'ena Yechol Atznia Tvilosa, the Shia Av Shemilsa, like we had that case before, where it was in a public, a very public, publicly traveled area. So that's also considered to some type of Mikre Gamkein onus. That's how he has. Okay, the Sidrei Tara. It's also considered onus. On the other hand, the Taurus of Shalom does not like this kula. But the Sidrei Tara is accepting this like Ramah. That's also called an onus. The Taurus of Shalom, the Gotten Tess, is not wild about it. He says, he says, there are women who go, look what he writes. Osan Rosh Megiyah Tefillas Moshav told him that Yom Agor Mitam She'en Rosan Chal Shabbos Lo Yafa Osan. Okay, even if their motivation was to avoid Chal Shabbos, he says it's not right. Okay. One moment, the Yafim Olsen. Below, I'm sorry, below Yafim, not Ella. Below Yafim Olsen. Yeah, he says even for that, he doesn't like this kula. Doesn't like this kula. On the other hand, other achronim do. I'm not going to go through all the achronim. The Yehuda Yala, Yehuda Asad, the Gemari Asad, Chelikir Aleph, Chelikir Des, and Reishud Zion. Quotes that that is a valid kula. And if you want to look and see all the tshuvas on this, I'll print in 52, Ravad Yosef. Yabia Omer Chelik Hei, Chelik Ardeis in Yotes. The Shiloh was, Nishalti Me'ish Echad Odos Ishto, Shenimna Melechas Tfil Zman Rav, Yashayesh and Yedon Gedolim. They have all adult kids in the house. And the woman embarrassed to admit in front of her sons or whatever, she's going to the mikveh. It's by Yesh Alech Tfil Balayla, Yisman Shem Tzom Abayas, Margishimbo, Yedei Kach, Yisrof, 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 And he says, Muchot Mokom Onus Mutra Philip Onus Prati. Okay, Ravad Yosef quotes all the Kedarka Bakodesh, quotes all the poskim, and he concludes that even a private type of onus is enough. Okay, that finishes that problem. Finally, move to the end of the Shulchan Aruch here. Let's see if Dal, hey. Moment. Yes, Sifhei, I'm sorry. That was Sifhei. Okay, Sifhei. So there is a statement in Shiltas. And the next we said, the Parshas Achrimos Shiltas Tzadivo. Okay? He writes, the Osel Ahon Dwey Sol is Dukri Gabriel Lynch Beisei, Lynch Beisei Kishinida, right? A woman's not a sleeper husband, she's a Nida. Ad the Poskamana is finished her prayer being a Nida. Ad Omanya Shivinakim, she counted Shivinakim. The Omer of Zeri, the Chomer of Zeri applies today, fine. And look, he writes down a second line there, 53. Urta the Shiva Nagi Tamna Tavla. She can go to the mikveh the night of the seventh, going into the eighth. Be Tavla, be a mama, the Shiva Lo, also Lo Tvila. Says the Shiltas, if she went during the day on day seven, even be the Evid, it's no good. We're all agreeing, except for the Balamor, you're not allowed to go on day seven. Balamor allows it to begin with. But again, everyone else says you're not allowed to. The Shiltas seems to say if you did, the tefillah is no good. One goes to the mikveh during the day on the seventh day. It does not even work with the evidence. Tefillah does not count. She'll have to go to the mikveh again. Okay? The Ravid and the Balei Nefesh also. Simon Aleph quotes this, that's Rav Chai, wrote the Shiltas. Because Rav Chai Meshavcha, the Tavlo B'Yom Shri Lo also Lo Tefillah. The Ravid also agrees that tefillah does not count in that particular case. All right? Now, we don't know, we discourage it, we don't allow it, but to say that it doesn't count is not something everybody agrees to. So if you look now, for example, in the Maharil 55, the Maharil Minhag Milchus Nida Obs Aleph, Omer Segal, that's the Maharil we said many times. So first he says, towards the end of the first line, Mikol Mokum Kishetovelos Biom Zion and the Kiyusam Lo Yitpilu Achi Vaday Laila. The seventh day, wait till it's Vaday Laila. That's one. Okay. Umachurino Palaila and so on. Like we said why already. The Gam in Bidiyevet Tavla Bayom, Machmirin Alea Lachsor Lakul Shanis Palaila. She also agrees. Okay. In Mokom, she Efshal Palaila on the basis of Chutzla Ir and other problems. So then she shouldn't go on the seventh day, wait till the eighth day. Okay. In other words, no going on the seventh day, it doesn't count. Either is an onus situation prevents her from going from the night after the seventh day into the eighth day. So wait till the next day, he says. Okay, then wait till the next day. All right? He said, Mikom Mokom Lo Pit Tikbal B'Yom Zayin Klal Modom Rak Ta'acha Ad Yom Chesen Kiyasa. Then she should go and build Yom. And he says, that he heard from another posting there, Shem Yosef Ostreicher, called others, or Machmer, even day eight to go at night. But he says that's... That we'll have to see. None of them agrees with that either. Day eight already is not an issue. But leave that out. The point is on day seven, it doesn't count. The Ran in his Chidushim to that daf in Nida, Samazan Bay, Dilmas Rova, Okay, Yesh Misha Omer, Shim Tovla Bezayin Lo Osa Lo Tvila. The Chiddush Aran quotes, and there's not the Aran on the Riff, the Chiddush Aran, in either Sam Simon base. The Chiddush Aran quotes that there are those who say, we just saw those, it's the Rachai, and it's the Maharil, and it's the Ravid, okay, who say that Tvila on the seventh day doesn't count, simply doesn't count. However, and therefore, Tzricha Lach, we have to dunk again. However, Umiyo Biyom Ches, however, says that on the eighth day, the Lo Mitzah on the Shum Srach Bita, also Lo Tzvila B'dievet. Okay, eighth day, also should wait till after dark, but if you wait till the eighth day, you can't say it doesn't count. All right, and that's the Das of the Ravid. But, he says, Al Ramban Barashba Kosu, Dafilo B'zayin, also Lo Tzvila B'dievet. The Chiddush Aran alerts us to the fact that our Rishonim say that B'dievet, even on day seven, Balamor, we're going to allow it in the Chafilah. Others allow it b'dievet. That's the Ramban. What he's referring to is Ramban and Hilchas Nida Parak Aleph Os Chof, 57. Okay. Afal Pishit Nezor Lipo B'yom Shri Machar Tzav Tzachama. Even though Zava can go to the mikvah, Zava can go to the mikvah as soon as sun rises. But Gazur Chacham Shalom Yosef Kain Shalom Yom Mashmos B'yoman Yolent Tarbu Zuah Shematir V'tister. Right. But the Chacham said not to do that because the concern of Shematir V'tister on day seven. Ela Tovelas B'layla Shitkila Shmini. Rather, she should wait till after day seven, the night going into the eight. But the Ramban writes, "Im avra v'tava b'yom shri, ain't no tzricha lachzor lipo." But the Eved, she did it. She has to retova. He says, "V'yesh men agonim shor shalol also tzvila v'loy royal izeh." There are some of the agonim, probably referring to that shultas or machai gon. Ramban says, "Have some hold like that's not even good." But the Eved, but I don't agree that's right. I don't think it's right. Similarly, the Ramban's Talmud Rashba. The Torah Sabai is by Zayashan Zim. Kosev Arino Avram B'Shem Rav Acham Shabcha. The law also Tefila, right? He quotes the Raven quoting of Achai. He writes, "Ainam Mechuber." I don't think it's clean. It's not right. The Kula Hai Lo Nachmer. She Iker Gzera Zu Dover Rochakul. Let's remember the whole Gzera. Watch, he's going to suddenly, maybe she'll, you know, she'll be the husband, and then she'll bleed afterward. The whole thing's a Chashash Rochakul. There's Kama Sekas. One Shem is Zava. Is she Zava altogether? And you know, will she maybe have tashrish right afterwards and not notice? And all these things are a chashash, and therefore b'diavad we're not worried about it. And he does right. Barabin is Rachel Levi. That's the Balamor. Mina matir lipo mishri. Anyway, afilu chatzila. There is a shita. We don't pass on it. But he says he allows him to chatzila on the seventh day. The Balamor. So therefore, he says that b'diavad it's good. That's the position of the Ramban and of the Rashba, the Rambam too. Hilchos Yisur Bia Parak Yud Alef Halach Yud Zayin 59. Kol Shviyam Nikim Nishmazem Avin Yisavim Tavla Hen Kilo Tavla. Right, even these days, only suffix that we observe nowadays that maybe she's a zava, but and really neither the rice is done. Nonetheless, we pass the tefillah is no good. But let's say she went on the fifth day or something like that. Tefillah is no good. But the Rambam says in Tavla B'Shri Afal Pi She Also Laskin Tefillah. She went on the seventh day, even though the tefillah is not supposed to do that. Maybe she'll have a beer, and then later on she'll bleed again, and so on. So, hold tefillah is mana. Tefillah is over by dois. Hari is also tefillah, but b'diavad it counts. And the Maggid Mishnah says there in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, he writes again. The Rambam agrees you shouldn't do it l'chatchila, but he says b'diavad it counts. And the Maggid Mishnah concludes, as we just saw, kach iskimu haramban marashpaz avachenik, marashpaz avachenik. Okay. However, that goes, Maimonides quotes those who disagree. He says that there's an Os Yud there in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin. Os Yud. Chen Kosar Rav Yoi. He says the Rav Yoi also agrees with Rambam. The Taima, the Monashach also a Tzvila. Because what's the Svara? And that was the Svara of the Balamor, allows even the Chatchila. He says, Monashach. If she's a Zoba, okay, a Zoba is allowed to go during the day. Hari Tava Kadin. And if she's a Nida, so it's well past day seven of the rice of the days. Okay? He suffers shiva tahora milvada tmeim. Hilchum enough shach salkal atvila b'chein pasuk simcha b'chein aram b'chus nida and so on. The locus shul b'chein pasuk salkal atvila. Okay, but umaram zal hor lechumra b'tzvicha tzelachas b'alayla adkan. Umar Rundberg. So the machlokas we've shown him. Bottom line, how do we? Okay, machlokas we've shown him. The svara is certainly again that svara that goes Maimonides quotes. To allow with the evidence what the Balamor says, what's the problem? All right, so we don't go as far as the Balamor. Balamor Shita, as you saw, is not really brought down. I mean, the Rashbo quoted him, it was Rache Alevi, Rashbo quoted him. But that's not the majority view. But with the evidence, it's good. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Hei, Sim Kutzari Hei Sif Hei, 62. Im Avra V'Tavla B'Ches B'Yom B'Lo Ones, Afilo Hochi also Tfilo. But if over the top of Zion, we also a tefillah. Okay, he says the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel over here. She went to the mikvah on day 7 or on day 8 and so on. The tefillah counts. The tefillah counts. So the Shulchan Aruch takes the lenient view of the Rambam, of the Ramban, of the Rashba, and of some of the other Rishonim that goes minus quarter over there. But, as you might expect, the Bach disagrees. The Bach disagrees. And he says, no, the Bach says we're Machmer over here. Okay, the Bach says Shulchan Aruch is not correct. There have to be Machmer here. And he quotes those, the Maril, right? The Filo B'dievet, Tavlo Yoshila, also the Tefillah. Okay, and he concludes, like the Maram Rutenberg and others, and he says at the end, V'hochi naktina delo k'shulchan aruch sh'posuk l'hoch k'bizeh. So, okay, the Bach was not willing to be makel over here, and the Shach quotes him. The Shach is quoting Yud Aleph, 64, it's been quoted Sadi Zayin, it's quoting Yud Aleph. Rabba, Ayin Ba'atun Yesh l'hachmer, Kosu v'sivri, I'm sorry, Bach posuk l'hachmer, k'mar real? Ragos Maimonis, Ragos Sharidur, Rishem Aram, the Yom Zayin Lo, so to speak of the little Shemans. A lot of the heat passed with Tova Hachmer. Hey, Kadefsha, that's such a big deal, so go in and make it a second time. And he says that's also the right. It's, again, we saw it. The Shultas, we saw numerous opinions, so the Bach said we have to be kosher with those opinions. The Shulchan Aruch is Mako. The Chaber is Mako, but the Bach is not, and the Shachos is Royal Hachmer. Okay? The Pesachet Shuva just has a funny case. In Kotnit Gimel, he says if there's some kind of suffix, okay, let's say it was the day 7, it was late in the day, and it was cloudy out. You couldn't really tell if it had a sunset or not. That's what he's talking about over there, the name of the Chamud Ibn Neil. So caught in Yud Aleph in the Pirkei Tshuva. If we yom mu'unu nechadoma, if yeh sofek in tova ba'om alayla, then already we don't have to be machmet for a second tefillah. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan also seems to take the stricter opinion, if possible. Okay. He says on day 8, im over the top of this is Aruch HaShulchan is in Sim Kuv Tzad Zayin, Siv Yud Zayin, 66. Okay, he says im over the top of the Shmini also Tzvila for sure. 38 days for sure good. Ain't talk Tzvila Cheres. Avol B'Shvi because of Das Harambam, the B'Yevit accounts. Okay, because the whole issue is only Zera and so on. It's not Mikra Din. Everything we said before. But Miu Yesh Omrim, and he said that's also Das the Rashba the Rabban. But Miu Yesh Omrim. We have to be close with other opinions that it doesn't work. Okay? And he feels that Tov Lahachmer B'Mokom She'efshir. You see that in Aruch HaShulchan? About 6 lines down. And he says, Tov Lahachmer B'Mokom She'efshir. It's a good idea to machmer. It's possible. Not too much of a tircha. Ain't Torah Gadol. I mean, low efshir, or she's Torah Gadol, one of the cases we had earlier, right? The mikvah is 3 hours away. Okay? So then, we're not going to be machmer. Okay? Because Pshita Shika Karabam. If you can be Machmer, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. There's no big Torah. But if there's a big Torah, if it's not possible, then we can rely on the Rambam and so on. Okay? At the end of the bracket, it talks about the Friday night with the hot water. Okay. What's interesting is that even though all the people will finish up with this, what's in it will end up with this. Okay, what's interesting is that there are apparently... Not apparently, I mean, there are. Okay, surprisingly, those who say that it's even a problem with the Eved on day 8. Okay, that which is quite a jump. The Sefer HaOgor seems to say that. In Simon Elof Shin Pei Dal, he's talking about day 8, 67. Pasuk Meir Rav Shlomo, Osan Anoshim Chos Bayom, Tzrichos Lahastit Tfilosim Bivalein, Shalei Shamshim Bayom, Yavad Lesofek Doraisim. He says, even on day 8, a woman should not let her husband know. She come back at night. Not let her husband know. Okay, and the Ramah quotes this. Okay, the Ramah quotes, not that it wouldn't count with the Evid, okay, but it's better not to come back till night either. And that's what Ramah quotes at the end of Sif Hei, 68, when we call Mokom lo to shamish afilo b'shmini ara laila. Okay, and she should keep private the fact that he went to the mikvah until night. All right, so again, here nobody, as we just said, goes so far as to say that. Nobody goes so far as to say that a tefillah on day 8 during the day, but the evidence is no good, okay? But they still shouldn't have tashmish till nightfall. It's a chumrah. Chumrah from the Ramah in the name of the Augur, okay? The Vilna Gaon rejects it. Okay, the Vilna Gaon rejects it. The Bir Hagra in Sukkot Yud Gimel, 69. The Vilna Gaon says, Cain Pirishra, he says, it's not the Augur, but Ikar Shadafka B'Shvi. No, it's the only problem, but on day 8, She doesn't have to keep wait till the night. She has to keep it from her husband and all those things. Walk around town, go to shul, whatever. All that doesn't apply on day 8. Okay, it's only day 7 issue. And the Sidrei Tara, on the other hand, seems to accept the chumrah. Okay, he says it's a cotton test zayin. Okay. He writes at the end, it's a chumrah yisera. We call makom olnecha kolav. He said it's a chumrah yisera, but nobody seems to disagree. The Hargav's a rishon. All right, in terms of contemporary poskims, I think the Barei Shulchan is machmir, but Rabbi Yosef is mekel. Okay, Rabbi Yosef is mekel. Rabbi Shulchan is machmir. I'm not sure what people hold. I think it's an excessive chumra, but again, nowadays, anyway, usually they're not together till nighttime, anyhow, so it's probably not so much nogeya. But Rabbi Yosef is mekel, Rabbi Shulchan is machmir. Okay, we'll stop over here. Ad kan Simon Kuf Tzadi Zion. We'll start Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches, which is the Simon of Chatzitzas, and we'll move from there. I probably need that's a big subject, Chatzitza and Tefillah, and so it's going to take us. That'll probably take a couple of weeks. I'll send you maybe the next 5 shoot. That's it. You don't have any more shurim, right? You don't have any more sheets, right? Okay, so we need it today. I'll send the other ones later in the day, and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow, hopefully in person for those who are here at the regular shiur room. Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Thank you.